Start the bar high and raise it. Touch yourself to the limit so much you can't take it. Whatever you're facing, it's in trouble. Anything you do, it's on the double. Ready, set, on your mark, you've got the keys and you're double parked. Ready yourself for the ultimate spectacle. Strap it on, create your own miracles. Be the best human you ever knew. A story all can aspire to. Go beyond the beyond. Hello, everybody. My name's Fox Beyer. I'm a teacher, author, speaker, and a coach. I would like to discuss today, an interactive webinar discussion here, about going beyond the beyond. Basically this, to be great, you can't just do what you're told to do. You've got to do that and go beyond the beyond. As a student, it's putting in the extra hours. As an athlete, putting in the extra hours on the field. And it's really about the attitude that you must have that allows you to go beyond to beyond. So now I will go to the arrow over here. First, you know, that poem called Beyond the Beyond, it's really about structure. And I'm a big believer in that structure leads to good habits because you don't have time for any bad habits. So my question to you right now is, what goals have you set for yourself? And I'd like you to comment a little bit, if you could, on that for the day. Do you set goals daily during the day? And maybe you can answer here, if I can find it, on the questions tab. It's not allowing me to do that. I really want us to interact here a little bit more. But what I'd like to do is basically ask you this. Do you set goals for yourself every day? And as you think about that, I'm going to tell you a story about how, you know, goals that I set for myself. In 1990, I was in rehab. I had a surgery on my legs. I have CP, cerebral palsy, and I've had many surgeries on my legs to correct my crooked gait over the years. And in the latest surgery in 1990, I was in rehab at Children's Specialized Hospital in Mountainside, New Jersey. And I really had to focus on what I had to do. And there were some distractions, and there were times when I felt more for people than I felt for myself. For example, I'm in the hospital, and I'm in a room with a young man, 14 years old, who crashed his car into a telephone pole. He's paralyzed. And I'm also in the room with two others. One was on his motorcycle and the other on his bike. One on the motorcycle was a wet day. He wasn't wearing a helmet. It slipped and he hit his head, and he lost his long-term and short-term memory. And it was really hard for me to watch him go through the constant mood swings and just basically the ups and downs. And the other was on his bike on his way to get groceries for his mother. One morning he was hit by a drunk cab driver. And I'm talking to my surgeon about all of this, and he says, listen, you're here to get well. You need to focus on exactly this. And my goal, okay, during that time was to take, once I began walking again, to take 6 poor steps in a day. 6 poor steps. Did I ever get there? Not always. Not always. But it gave me a goal, it gave me a structure, it kept me away from bad habits. So that's really what I'm getting at in the poem Beyond the Beyond. It's in this book called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. This is my website where you can look at the book and see its contents. It's got some great illustrations from a good buddy of mine named Stephen Whetstone. One of my brothers did an illustration. One of my uncles did a brilliant illustration in there of myself and my uncle. So goal setting Think about setting goals. Make them for tomorrow. They can be adjusted. Start the bar high and raise it, just like I said in the poem Beyond the Beyond. This next poem is called When Fear Wears Practicality's Mask. My question to you is, as you listen to this, when has fear disguised as practicality in your life? Meaning this, why do I always sit in the back of a car? I'm going to tell you why. When I'm not driving, I'm not sitting in the front passenger seat. I'm sitting in the back because as a young kid, I had a hard time getting into a car, and frequently my feet would graze the door and I would get mud or put a smudge mark on the driver's side door, and I was embarrassed by it. So fear disguises itself as practicality in that sense. So here's the poem called Fear, When Fear Wears Practicality's Mask. When you fail, it does not make you a failure. So give it your best at what you want to be, because it would be a total shame if you failed at what you didn't want to be. In the end, you might not have it all. Remember, it's not naive to try. Prayerize, picturize, and actualize. In the end, fly high. Yes, as it stands right now, all you have is your current reality. In your head, fear disguised as practicality. Practicality says play it safe. It says this year after year, but if you dared lift its mask, all you would see is fear. You see, some look at the universe and want it all, but are too afraid to ask. But let me ask you this. What if you all took a risk and didn't let fear wear its mask? So lift up the mask and stare right through fear. Kick it to the past. Be the person you were destined to be. Turn around and let your naysayers kiss your ass. That's when fear wears practicality's mask. So lift up the mask of fear, stare right through it, turn around and let your naysayers kiss your ass. Think it through. Is it something you're doing right now where when you're asked why are you doing something or you're not doing something, and your answer is it's just more practical to do it this way, aka it's easier. But are you doing something or not doing something simply because of fear? Don't let fear wear practicality's mask. Going back to my latest surgery and basically my daily life. Again, my name's Fox Beyer. I've written a book called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Invoking the Fire Within. It's a book about facing challenges and attitudes toward challenges. And it's not always a happy tune, although overall, I'm trying to get myself and everyone else up and off and out of their seat. As I was saying, sitting back on my heels. Throughout my life, after my latest surgery, I'm not a flexible guy. And one of the simplest stretches that I do is I go on both knees and try to sit back on my heels. And it was my goal to do this 2 months after surgery. It was not easy. There were times when I was in a great amount of pain, and it's frustrating because I see a lot of people do that very easily, where I have a very hard time doing it. It took me a while. There was a lot of pain, agony, discomfort, awkwardness. But after 2 months post-surgery, I was able to do that. And if I don't do it every day, I'm not able to sit back on my heels. Point being, things are not always going to work out the way you want them to on the road to success. Bill Walsh, in his book, The Score Takes Care of Itself, talks about that all the time. When I did one of my first open mics, and we're going there and getting all excited, I got there and they had actually a band playing, and there was going to be no open mic that day. Called my dad and told him what happened. And he said, well, I guess you're right. I said, what do you mean? He said, the road to success is not paved. And it goes something like this. Even if tough times last, tough people, they last longer. And as you go down that mogul-ridden path, let your faith grow stronger. If you fall off the horse, get up, get back on the saddle. Victory Highway is not smooth sailing, for that road is a constant uphill battle. Positive thoughts might not always work, but negative thoughts, they'll kill you. Keep your mind, your body, your soul on high alert. You'll never know the height you take yourself to. So keep one hand on the wheel and one foot on the gas. The struggles you'll face, they are real, but you can tell them to kiss your ass. It is the road to success is not paved. Again, this is Beyond the Beyond. My name is Fox Beyer. The attitudes you must have to take that extra step, to go beyond just what you're told, not be good at something, be great. Have goals. Have goals every day. Examine, is fear hiding behind practicality in your life? And realize the road to success is not paved. I wonder if I could do a poll here. Let's get off the question. It says no polls associated with the webinar. I really do want to make this more interactive, but I hope you are getting a lot out of it. Talk a little bit more about myself. Question to you all. Think of it as I ask it. Before you have any negative thought, what feeling creeps into your head? My example is this. It's a rainy, cold day, my sophomore year of high school, and I'm playing right field in a JV baseball game. Hard time with cold weather, my hands would crumble up. I did whatever I could to stay loose and be warm. About the third or fourth inning, my head coach Todd Urban called me in the game from right field. I had a hard time getting my glove to stay on my right hand. I'm a left-handed pitcher. The first pitch I threw in live action that day went over the backstop. Was it really because I was cold? Not really. It was about the lack of conviction that I had in my pitches because I had doubt. I thought to myself, well, it's getting cold. I'm not going to be able to control the ball the way I wanted to. Let me tell you something. I had way better control than that. Once I cleared this word out of my head, doubt, which is what I believe creeps in your head before any negative thoughts, once I was able to get that out of my head, I was able to finish the game. But again, it was because I had doubt. It was nothing physical. Okay, it was a lack of feeling that I had. It was a negative feeling that I had because of the amount of doubt that came into my head. So why not get the doubt out of our heads? This one is called Doubt Out. If you poured him in a cup, he'd be murky and dark, no doubt. If you did indeed invite him to a party, I'd make him RSVP to the wrong person. If he were a book, trust me, your money is spent better, way better somewhere else. He's a monstrous liar. He has no business being on your shelf. I strongly advise you to take all of his contact information out of your address book. Take no counsel of this wretched, lifeless thing called doubt. Again, just to review, to go beyond the beyond, to be great, have goals. They give you structure. You will stay away from bad habits. Have them every day, raise the bar, and they can be adjusted every day, either way. Okay? Think to yourself, what is fear disguising itself as practicality? Lift up the mask and tell fear to kiss your ass. On that road to victory, you're going to have bumps and bruises. That's letting you know you're doing the right thing because the road to success is not easy. It is not paved. Once doubt creeps in your head, step back. It's a monstrous liar. That's when negative thoughts come in. Instead of doubt, have conviction. A great book I would love for you all to invest in is this book called by Bill Walsh, the former head coach of the 49ers in the NFL and Stanford and many other stops along the way. He has a book called The Score Takes Care of Itself. Here's a little mathematical equation for you. What does talent, good talent, but a poor attitude equal? Think it through. What does poor talent and a good attitude equal? According to Bill Walsh, and if I can do this with the pen, going once, going twice, that's a positive attitude. Okay? I really should erase that. Not necessarily a positive attitude. What he actually says in the book, that good talent and a poor attitude, that actually equals good talent. That's a plus and a T. Apologize my artwork. I apologize for my artwork. According to him, good talent, poor attitude. Let's try that again. It's my first one. I'm going to get this right. He doesn't say this. I can't chew gum and walk at the same time. It's tough. He's saying that good talent and a poor attitude equals bad talent. He wants guys with the right mindset. I think through time, I think we've all seen that enthusiasm trumps physical skill every day of the week. Conversely, poor talent and a good attitude equals good talent. Just a recommendation. Great book. Bill Walsh. The score takes care of itself. And if you had any recommendations for any other books here, please fire me an email. foxbuyer@gmail.com, and it's also available off my website, foxkbuyer.com, and that's where you can take a look at a copy of the book, listen to any of my poems that I give you today on a site called Podbean. It's also a free podcast on iTunes. So in the spirit of that, your attitude determines your success. This next poem is called The It is the Attitude. It may be hard to spot talent, but it's harder to spot confidence. Those who have the it, that toughness in abundance. Tell me, who are the ones for when they wake up? It's not about their speed, power, or agility. It is their mental makeup that we marvel at with such humility. They're at their best when they feel their worst. Never do they moan, cry, or pout. It's their it, their uncontrollable thirst. About their it, they have no doubt. Ante up, the chips are down, and you got them one time, and they are lucky. About this it, it has no sound. Next time around, he's the goods, he's the money. Tell me, is it in his food? No, the it is his attitude. Again, my name's Fox Buyer. I'm a teacher, author, speaker, and a coach, and I'm talking to you today. I really want to be talking with you today about going beyond the beyond. To be great, you can't just do what you're told to do. You've got to go beyond the beyond. You've got to spend the time after class, the time after practice, to learn to do the good better and the things that you aren't doing so well adequately to have your best success. And it begins with a mindset. And the mindset, again, is this. Set goals for yourself every day. Analyze, when is fear being disguised in your life as practicality? Erase that. Stare right through fear, tell it to kiss your ass, and be the person you were destined to be. Realize the road to success is not paved. Eliminate negative thoughts by eliminating doubt out of your head. Replace doubt with conviction. There is nothing better than a positive attitude, because according to Bill Walsh, I get this right this time, good talent and a poor attitude is bad talent. Poor talent and a good attitude is good talent. And again, if you have any recommendations for books, shoot them my way. Shoot them to my email, foxbuyer@gmail.com is my email. And again, my website, foxkbuyer.com. Wouldn't you agree with this? It does come down to the character of the man. When you're dealt a second-rate hand, it does come down to the character of the man. What a bring you on to this, Arthur's Transformation. Check it out on YouTube. It's a great story of a paratrooper in the Gulf War. He, after the Gulf War, his knees are all banged up. And eventually, because of a poor diet and lifestyle, he's confined to a wheelchair. You know, he's told by so many people that he's never going to get well. And he doesn't take that for an answer. Eventually he gets into Diamond Dallas Page's yoga. And that itself gives him a workout. Through a period of 5 years, he's able to begin walking again, running again. And by the looks of it in the video, he's a brilliant yoga instructor, and he is flexible beyond belief. I am totally jealous. Adversity does reveal character. Don't you think? Isn't really that the gist of what all we're talking about today? It comes down to the character of the man. It's in my book, Letter Kindling. I actually could pull that up for you here in a minute so you can take a look at it if you'd like. But it goes like this. It comes down to the character of the man from my book, Letter Kindling. You do or you don't, you have one life. Sometimes you decide. But let me ask you this. What happens when life's events, they just don't make sense? Everything's on the contrary, not in the schedule or itinerary. Shit your pants, dive in and swim. Second rate hand. It comes down to the character of the man. The elevator is closed. Take the stairs. You don't have time to care. It's not about ifs or buts. Fall down twice, three times, stand up. Battle tested, been through wars. It's the diamond you most adore. Every day you approach with conviction. There is nothing you know more than friction. Shit your pants, dive in and swim. Time to find out what lies within, because when you're dealt a second-rate hand, it comes down to the character of the man. What are some names in history that note this? It comes down to the character of the man. To me, he might not be very well known, but Arthur, in Arthur's transformation on YouTube, demonstrates that it does come down to the character of the man. He's also living proof that it is the attitude. He's a man that has eliminated all doubt. You'll see in his video that the road to success is not paved. He got through practicality, got through fear, and told fear to kiss his ass. And he's certainly gone beyond the beyond, as you'll see in that. I will give you two more poems from my book, Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. It looks like this. I will get this right one of these days. If I can move this sucker over. To let you all know, it's on a site called letterkindling.com and off my website, foxkbuyer.com. Here it is. Here's my website if you want to take a look at it. It'd be great if I could erase all that, but that's not important right now. And there we are. You can go through all of this to check out the latest and greatest from me. I really do appreciate you all attending today, this webinar. It means a lot to me. Even if you were just on for 30 seconds, it means a ton for me. I'll leave you with two poems, one called Mental Giant and the other called Step. Don't tell me what I can and cannot do. To my image, I'm defiant. What you see is so far from true. I'm a mental giant. I'm frail, built like and nicknamed Scarecrow. Inside what a lot do not know. I have been broken and welded so many times. I can't tell you this no matter how hard I try. Misjudged book and misread cover, I'll tell you what lies under. My toes are curled, my body wants to go fetal. In my life I have seen so many needles. I pick up my legs to run, you know, like kids do just for fun. But I gotta be careful because every step could lead to a tumble. This I can't forget. In front of my face, my eyes, specks for years they can't disguise. My pupils are never in sync, no matter how hard I try and think. But don't tell me what I can and cannot do. To my image, I'm defiant. What you see is so far from true. I am a mental giant. And for the final time, people, my name's Fox Buyer. I'm a teacher, author, speaker, and a coach. I really do appreciate you all attending the webinar here today. I want to give you an offer. If you're here and you don't have a copy of my book, email me, foxkbuyer.com. Introduce yourself to me. I would be happy to send you a copy of my book. and a CD of all the poems for free. If you'd like to go to my website, you can also, off that website, off iTunes and off a site called Podbean, you can download any of the poems today and about 100 more off the site totally for free. Again, thank you very much. I will leave you with a poem called Step. Step, you're idle no more. Step, pick yourself up off the floor. Step, get up out of your seat. Step, don't lie there in defeat. Step, in mind and body, winning tranquility. Step, without movement, there is no possibility. Step, each pace equals a seed. Step, in the world's largest sequoia tree. Step, one by one, they will amass. Step, core filled passes down victory path. Thanks again. Thanks for watching and listening. This is Beyond the Beyond, and I'm Fox Byer. I will talk with you all later. Take good care. Thank you.